That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all hie ourselves away to the mountains or the seashore when the hot, humid summer weather sets in? Well, trouble is, most of us can't. One thing that can help you endure the heat a little easier, though, is a set of suggestions I have here, called the Alka-Seltzer Hot Weather Comfort Treatment. Try it out and see how much better you can feel. Now, here's how it goes. 1, eat light, easily digested foods. 2, take more salt than usual with your meals. And 3, for the headache and the acid stomach upset that can so often add to your misery on a hot day, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. See how fast Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving agents go to work on that aching head. How dependably Alka-Seltzer's alkalizing properties help soothe and settle that acid stomach upset. Yes, the next time a sweltering day gets you down, remember those hot weather suggestions. Most important, remember Alka-Seltzer, and always keep Alka-Seltzer on hand in your home. Now, a wise way to make sure you have plenty is to keep your eye on that supply. And then, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the first day of Abner's grab bag sale is just about over. And from the looks of things, it's been quite a success. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot 'em Down store getting rid of the day's customers. Listen.
Just close the door and don't let nobody else in.
Yeah, that's all for today. I will open up again at 8:30 in the morning, but that's all. That's all for right now. Doggies,
me. That's a relief. I never went through such a day in my life.
No, me neither. I never would have started this grab bag sale idea if I'd known it was going to be anything like that. Doggies.
I never seen such snatching and grabbing in my life.
Oh, they went plumb hog wild. I never was so tired in my life. I dog as I might not earn that $100,000.
Well, no, you've been up to a lot of bother, all right, but you ain't earned no $100,000. I don't believe you stopped to think how much money that really is, Abner.
Well, I know it's an awful lot. How much is it?
Why, it's $100,000.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Good.
But how much is $100,000?
Well, you know how much $10 is.
Oh, yeah, I know that good. I've had that.
Well, $1,000 is 100 times $10. And 100,000 is 100 times 1,000. That's 100 times 10 times 100.
Oh.
If you watch your expenses and just spend $1,000 a year, you'll have enough there to last you 100 years.
Well, good for me. Wait a minute. I ain't going to live that long, long.
No, probably not. But I said if you did.
Well, I don't think there's much use to plan on that. See, I've got quite a run at that 100 right now. That'd make me over 150 year old.
50?
Well, summer's up in there. I ain't added it up in my mind.
Yeah, I was just trying to show you, though, how fur $100,000 will go. I just don't believe you realize how rich you're going to be.
Oh, I know I'll have more money than I know what to do with, yeah.
Well, it's mighty nice. I'm glad for you, Abner.
I'm for it, yes.
Glad in one way and sort of sorry in another.
Well, doggies, get on one side of the fence or the other, Lum. How can you be glad and sorry both? You sound like you're running for office.
Well, you've had a pretty hard row of stumps all your life, and I'm just glad to see you get to where you can have everything you've always wanted.
Yeah, well, it... Well, be nice, all right.
On the other hand, I know it's going to make a difference.
Make a difference?
Yeah, I know we can't be as good of friends as we have been. Here we've been partners in the store for so long, it just ain't going to seem right without you, Abner.
Oh, well, I'll buy my half interest in the store back after I get the money if you want me to.
No, no, you wouldn't want to do that. Having all that money, you wouldn't want to come down here and work every day, same as you always done. You ought to get out and enjoy it. Have yourself a big time.
Yeah, I reckon so. I just wish we was both going to get rich.
Well, natural, I do, too. We've been through some pretty hard times together, all right.
Yeah.
Just hate to see it all come to an end.
Well, here, the way you talk, I'm going to leave Pine Ridge, Lum. I'll be here just the same as ever. Only difference is I just won't have to work no more.
Well, you be out making trips most of the time, though.
I will, huh?
Traveling at too fast a clip for me. You'd be making new friends, traveling in a different set altogether.
Now, don't start talking that way, Lum. Now, I ain't going to let it go to my head. I might have a little more than I've been used to, yes. But if my friends was good enough for me when I never had nothing, That doggies will be good enough for me regardless of how much money I get.
Well, you say that, and I know you mean it, Abner, but it just won't work.
Well, you just wait and see. Grandpappy Spears was talking the same way. Said he reckoned he wouldn't be good enough for me after I get all that money.
Well, I don't think you'll feel that way.
Told him he wasn't good enough before.
But things won't be the same. You'll have everything you want, automobiles and a nice home.
Yeah, I do aim to build a nice home, yes. Elizabeth picked out a picture in a magazine that she wants to build a house like it. It belongs to the Palmers.
The Palmers?
Yeah.
Who are they? Somebody around here?
No, they live in Chicago, I believe it is. I know right under the picture said the Palmer house on it there.
Must be something to have a picture of it in a magazine.
Oh, it was. You just ought to have seen it. It must have had, 3,000 or 4,000 rooms in it.
3,000 or 4,000?
That's what it said.
Well, I don't know who the Palmers are, but they must be an awful tribe of them to need that much room.
Must be. But when you're in that molded millionaire racket, you know, you need a lot of rooms, because then you get a lot of new friends and relates you never knowed you had before. Kissing cousins.
I'm glad to know that they ain't going to come as a surprise to you.
No, they'll be here, I know that.
But serious now, Abner, I don't believe I'd let Elizabeth talk me into building a house such as that. You don't need it.
Well, she has got some big ideas, Mom. That's about all she's did lately is look through the magazine, picking out stuff she's going to buy, you know.
Ain't that just like a woman? I'd take her steak tickles away from her if I was you.
I've hid them, but she'll find them every time. The minute she gets through in the field, she throws that plow down and heads for the house in them magazines.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Starts flipping through them pages, picking out furs and diamonds. I don't know what all.
Well, now, Emma, them things runs into money.
They do, huh?
Well, sure. If you ain't careful, you'll have that $100,000 spent before you get it.
How can I spend it before I get it?
Well, I mean, you'll have ways picked out to spend it.
Well, Elizabeth ain't never had much, you know. It'll be the first time that I've ever been able to give her everything she wants.
You know, she was talking to me yesterday about going off summers to a finishing school.
I know it, yeah. She read somewhere where society folks do that.
Wait a minute. She ain't figuring on going into society, is she?
I don't know. I reckon so. She's had a right smart to say about it here lately, I know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's pretty hard to take somebody right out of the field, you might say, and smack them right in the middle of society.
It is, huh?
Anyhow, I don't think she'd like it.
Well, I just thought I'd turn her loose and let her get her fill of it. First thing, she's going to be a debutante, she said.
Oh?
She's got a book of etiquette over there she's reading up on all.
Book of etiquette?
Yeah, she wants to learn how to be introduced to folks and such as that.
Well, that's one chapter she could have skipped.
Well, I've introduced her for years. I told her that.
When word gets around that she's got $100,000, they'll be figuring out ways to be introduced to her.
Well, she wants to know just when you're supposed to shake hands, when you stand up, when you sit down, all that, you know.
Well, that dead blame book's more than likely the reason she's been acting peculiar lately.
It has affected her.
I thought she's mad at me the way she's been calling me Mr. Eddards. She's even calling me down on my table manners.
Oh, my head. Yeah. Did you hear her jump on me this morning when I poured my coffee out my saucer?
No, I never, but what in the world's wrong with that?
Nothing. I don't know how she expects me to cool it. Sets it out there hot enough to scald a hog, and then says I ain't supposed to blow it.
So that's it.
Reckon she wants me to fan it with my hat.
Well, that'll do it. That'll work. I've tried it. Taking up manners at the table, huh?
Yeah, oh, she's been having all them forks and spoons laying around over on the table. She learned that in that book, too, you know.
Well, that's the style of eating, I reckon.
Stretched out.
I've always put the spoons in a glass there in the middle of the table, just let folks help themselves.
That's the handiest way at all, but that ain't the right way. According to what she learned in that book, Lum, we ain't been doing nothing right.
Well, I don't know, Abner, but if I was you, I wouldn't put up with all that husking shucking.
Well, she'll get over it. Best thing to do is just humor along a little, I reckon.
Well, you might carry that humoring along too far, you know. She's going to get some of them ideas in her head, and you ain't going to be able to get them out of there.
Well,
I wouldn't stand for it now. I just wouldn't let none of that stuff go on in my house.
Well, it is going on in your house.
Huh? Oh, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure, we're living over at your place.
My granny's in that case, I'm going to put a stop to it.
Now, Lum, don't you get to fussing with Elizabeth.
I ain't going to fuss with her. I'm just going to tell her. Just lay down the law.
Now, Lum, you be careful what you say to her now.
Might as well know right now how I feel about this thing.
She's high strung.
No woman's ever told me what I can or can't do in my own home, and my granny's ain't going to.
Brother.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Well, he loves
this
me.
Is Lum. Yeah, Mr. Eddards.
Might as well be holding a lighted stick of dynamite.
Well, Elizabeth, the reason I called is to tell you that when me and Abner gets over to the place tonight, I expect supper to be on the table. The spoon's in a glass in the middle of the table where they belong, and... Huh? 8 o'clock. Well, I'd starve before then. Well, now, wait a minute. I never know nothing about this. I'm supposed to do what? Oh, now, Elizabeth, you know I ain't got no time for such as that. But, Elizabeth... Yeah, I know, but I... Oh, me. Yeah, all right. All right, Elizabeth. Goodbye.
What's the matter now?
Come over here, Abner.
Huh?
Take hold of my left hand and put your other hand on my shoulder.
Hey, what are we going to do here, Lon?
Elizabeth's on a big formal supper dance at my house tonight, and I'm supposed to learn you how to waltz proper.
Waltz?
Ready?
Oh, me.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oh!
1, 2, 3.
So Lum isn't going to tolerate any of that society junk in his house, huh? Will Abner learn the fundamentals of waltzing by this evening? Will he wish he'd never heard of $100,000?